That was one of the fastest showers that somebody's ever taken, I think, in the history of the world.
I take great pride in that.
My dad
is really good. Did I wash?
Did you actually clean yourself?
Here's the thing. I did. So what's everybody else doing in there?
Did you lather up with the soap? You got nice and sudsy.
My asshole is, it's doing all right. It's doing what it's supposed to do. You know, it's...
It just seems a little too fast.
So here's the thing. Here's where you and I disagree. How long do you think a shower should be?
About 20 minutes.
20 minutes.
If I'm washing my hair, 20 minutes at least. 20 minutes minimum if I'm washing my hair.
Here's the thing. There is no answer to this. It all depends.
Of course.
If we're being literal, if you're only in there washing, you're not in there for longer than 9 minutes. Here's the thing, but no one else is doing that. They're doing things, they're pretending that they're showering, but they're not showering. That's my beef with the shower time.
Well, the shower is a very nice place to have me time.
You know it.
So if I want to take a little longer than the time that we're supposed to take, who's that hurting?
You're not hurting nobody, honey. My point is there's levels to showers. There's not just one shower.
Like, of course.
Like there's one sun. There's like five different showers. There's the shower where you don't want to go to work. And you're just letting that hot water hit you. You're thinking, do I really need this job? Can I just fucking quit?
Yeah.
There's that shower. Mm-hmm. There's the shower where you got to make reservations, right? Where it's like,
yeah,
you know, all right, I don't have time to shave the legs, right? That's a shower.
There's never anything that I have to make that will speed up my shower process.
Well, that's where you and I disagree, honey. Because I used to be I'd be going to the movies with my friend Matt.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd be like, I just got a shower. Okay? Mm-hmm. So I'd get to his house 10 minutes later. He's still in the shower. And I'm like, bro, you don't do makeup. You have the Eminem haircut, which every kid on Staten Island had. You don't do your hair. Mm-hmm. You look exactly the same. I know how long you should take in there because I shower too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're not supposed to do the normal wash. You're supposed to click the express button. We're doing a drive-through. This is I want to freshen up, you know, underarms, ball sack, asshole.
Right.
Other than that, what are we doing in there?
Well, I will say for a guy, I don't think it should be as short as you think. That's not true. Just think about all the body hair you have.
Okay.
You need to be massaging that body hair with soap because you don't know what's getting in that body hair.
I don't think I've ever washed my shins.
I don't know if I can argue with you on that. What's the point of...
How dirty does a shin get?
What is the point of washing a shin?
What's my shin doing?
I don't know.
What am I sliding in? I'm stealing second?
If you are, you should be washing them. Other than that, what is the point?
I'm just saying.
I bet most people probably don't wash their shins.
I mean, they wash. I'll do a quick leg thing.
Yeah.
But it's not like
scrubbing. I wash them too.
I'm doing the same thing everybody's doing. Do you do it with the bar or are you putting the soap on your hands?
I do it in the hands and then I
take the bar and rub it all over. The thing I scrub.
Not your butthole though.
No, I scrub the armpits.
Okay.
I scrub the ball sack.
Mm-hmm.
And then I get it really, 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 really soapy and I scrub the crack of my ass.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Everything else, you don't need to really, you know.
You do get, like, super sudsy.
Right?
Like, probably the most sudsy person I've ever seen.
Do you want to know why that is?
You worry about smelling?
Well, I want to make sure I'm really clean. But also, there's a scene in this movie called Chairman of the Board with Carrot Top that I loved when I was a kid. It's one of the worst movies ever. But when you're a little kid, it's actually not a bad movie. He makes inventions. There's a scene where he comes out of the shower, he's covered in soap. And I'm like, I don't get that sudsy.
Yeah.
Ever since that day when I was about 9, I tried to get that soapy. I want to be able to write in my chest what's going on.
You
there.
Still do that to this day.
I want to be nice and sudsy for you, honey. You know?
I don't do that.
If you're like, Eric, hurry up. We have, you know, they're waiting for us at the restaurant. Mm-hmm. I don't do that shower. That shower's for when I got nothing going on.
When you got time.
You think I don't know how to do, you think I don't know how to do proper half hour shower? I have an opening act. I got a playlist. You think I don't know how to sit there and fucking, you know, get all with the rain coming down and the fog and just be like, and I can't stop thinking about the love that you made to me. I know how to fucking drag out a shower, honey.
See, that's my shower all the time. That's a basic shower for me.
You can't, you're a big, like, you're bored, you'll just shower.
Yeah. I like hot water hitting my body.
So there's a difference. There's a difference between therapeutic me time shower and I just gotta get this asshole clean. You're combining them. You're making them one as if they can't be split up. Mm-hmm. I'm saying there's a drive-through one. There's a, you know, there's not the wax coating. I'm not gonna get the whole wax vacuum. You just need a quick clean. Mm-hmm. And then there's like the fucking polish the tires.
Right,
you know,
right.
Do the fucking
the $50. The $50 wash.
The $50 car
not
wash.
Not the $10.
Where you got the guys. Absolutely. You know, you're
waxing the tires.
You soak. Yeah. You soak the back of the carpet. Mm-hmm. You know, you're getting the pennies out of the underneath the seats.
Yeah.
There's different cleaning levels here. My friend Matt, I'd always have this debate with him. Cause I'm like, bro, you can't, cause I know, I bet you if you tallied up the average person's shower, and don't listen, I know people are gonna be against me here. I love a long shower.
How could you not?
Do your thing. All I'm saying is we had to record the podcast. So I was like, let me just shower quick. And you're like, did you even wash? I'm like, yeah, I did wash. That proves my point. Cause everything that needed to be hit got hit.
Yeah, like I said,
and it still was about 7 minutes.
Nothing is, and maybe this is just me being a little inconsiderate, but like I said, nothing really speeds up my shower time, my shower process.
You're a selfish bitch. So
I guess selfish bitch alert. I don't want to be that way, but like I feel like I just need the time. I need the time. I like to do the soak.
Yeah, I love it.
I like to do the pre-soak. I like to do the full clean.
You don't got
to
tell me about a soak, honey.
Girls, it's just unfair for us. We have it.
I do. I do agree.
We have it tough. We have to shave our entire bodies.
I get you.
To wash our hair. It's like a 5-step process.
My point is when we had Joe and Therese staying here.
Yeah.
We went bowling one night. Mm-hmm. Okay? My point is this didn't happen. But if it did occur where we did like the tubing that day or whatever, and we're all ready to go, and then Leanna's like, I feel dirty. You don't set the lights.
No,
you don't get the LEDs going. You don't say, ladies and gentlemen, Leanna D'Alessandro. And then you come out and you know, I don't want to see.
No, I'm definitely not that
inconsiderate. I don't want to find enough. And we're just like, she'll be out any minute now.
Yeah, no.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't do that.
I think many people, if you look at their shower time, And you actually break it down, there's gonna be a lot of eyes closed just hanging out under the water.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Definitely.
There's a lot, and I do it too.
Yeah.
But not when I'm supposed to be somewhere.
No, of course. No. I don't do that either.
People out there do it.
I will leave myself enough time so that I don't have to do that. So that I don't have to rush my shower.
Okay, that's fine.
We got 6:30 dinner plans. I'll make sure I'm taking my shower at 4:45.
This is one thing I gotta give my dad. I've never in my life. And you know what? One time I was working with him, we were like building a deck at someone's house, and I was very close. I was like, Dad, you smell like Dove. You smell like very clean. And I was proud of him because I would think, I don't know if he's showering up there.
Yeah, yeah. He's got the look. No offense to my father-in-law, but he's got the look that he might not shower.
He comes down in a different plaid shirt.
Yeah.
You know, his hair's a little wet. I'm like, Brian, were you scrubbing up there? As his son, I get in that shower and I'm like, all right, everything is cleaned. I bet you if you timed me, we could do this for a special for the next episode. You could time me and we'll film it and you'll time me. I'll wash every crevice, and it'll be 7 to 9 minutes. I don't wash my hair every day. If I'm washing my hair, obviously it takes a little longer. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, what's taken? I'm just like, I've had this argument with people where they just, they think a shower is a shower. And I'm like, a shower's got levels.
No, for sure. There's 30 different showers. Totally agree with you.
All right. At least we can come to a nice understanding.
Since we're talking about this, let's get into this a little bit more.
Okay.
I mean, I know how you shower now. How you shower now, is it the same as when you showered when you were younger? Or did you change some things up? So, for example, there are people who get in the shower and put the water on.
Ooh, okay. You're gonna really air out my dirty laundry here. Okay, let's get into it. Let's get into it. Okay.
I'm gonna come.
I had sex with Jane. So. Yeah, I'm a little bit of a weirdo. Even my parents thought I was weird for doing this, which I'm like, where did I learn this from?
Wait, for doing what?
The way that I used to do it.
Which is?
This is how me and my siblings did it. We got in the shower, freezing cold in the morning for school, and we just turned the water on.
Disgusting.
And we ran to the other side of the shower.
Disgusting.
And we did one of these, and we waited till it got warm.
Your parents did not do that.
You dip a toe, you wait. So this came up at my house one night with our in-laws and my parents were like, where the fuck did you get that from? We were like, what? I think me and my sister Lisa specifically, I don't know if maybe not anymore, but they turn the water on as like they're going to the bathroom or something.
Of course.
They wait for the water to heat
hot.
Up. No one told me this. I'm getting in and I'm raw dogging it. I'm getting blown. I'm getting burned. I'm getting scalded with cold water.
That's insane.
That's what I used to do. That's I don't do it psychotic. Anymore. So this is something that I think is good for people to do. You get married, you learn a new way, you realize.
A better way.
Okay, this makes more sense. Mm-hmm. And then you do it that way. I'm proud to say that I've changed.
I remember having this discussion with your siblings.
I'm pretty sure my parents were. On your side.
I don't remember. I do remember your siblings saying that they did do that. I do, correct me if I'm wrong, another topic that we discussed was hair before.
When do you shampoo?
Or after the body.
So do you get in the shower? Do you do the body?
Do you do body and then hair?
So my whole life, it was shampoo last. Is that weird?
Where's the divorce button? Can you press
okay.
that?
Okay. Oh, yeah.
I want a divorce.
I absolutely do.
Shut up.
All right. So, don't know where I learned this from. So, like, I remember growing up, I'm one of four siblings, as are you, mm-hmm. but your sister's a lot younger than you. So, for the most, you know, you're like young years, it was three of you guys. You were the oldest. I remember going in the bathroom. And Brian's in there or Lisa's in there. And I'm like, I gotta go. Can you hurry up? Yeah, I'm just doing the shampoo.
So that means last step.
That was like, oh, they're almost done. The shampoo was last.
Never heard of such a thing in my life. I
gotta agree with you. I don't know where I learned this from.
I didn't even know it was possible to do the steps that way.
I
did not even know that. The hair's dirty.
Honey,
why are you gonna wash
honey,
it?
Honey, I agree with you. Honey.
The dirt's gonna go on your clean body. I don't.
Okay. Good. This is where I got dirt. Again, what am I doing? What am I fucking? What am I dipping my head in oil? What am I doing out there?
What dirt? When my head's dirty, it's dirty.
Your head smells.
My head.
She had a smelly head.
It can start to smell if I don't wash it. That's when I'll wash it. But it's dirty.
Yeah.
If you're doing that, just think about it. Your body's clean. Now you're washing your dirty head and the dirty hair water is going on your clean body. Reverse your steps. That's all I'm asking.
Here's something that we disagree on. We're actually opposite with. I take a long time to shit for some reason.
Yeah, you'll sit on there for days.
I think that's because I'm on my phone.
Of course.
When it started to be like I was probably like 24, 25, I noticed that I was trying to make the shits last a little longer. Mm-hmm. Or it's kind of like a zen moment for me. You know? I go in the bathroom and it's me time. It's time to relax. But then sometimes if I'm done with my business, I'm like, well, maybe some more will come out. You know, I like to wait there a little bit. But it's kind of just, I think it came from also being on break at work. Back in the day, and it's like, I don't want to go back out there.
Oh, yeah.
Please just give me diarrhea so I got to be locked to this toilet bowl right now.
Yeah, but like if I was at work and I wanted a break, I would just go stand in the bathroom. I wouldn't sit on the toilet.
I want to make sure my feet are seen when they come in there and they see the stall.
Oh, okay, because you had one of those bathrooms.
Yeah. Oh my God, we can't even talk about this. Gonna go back to fucking CVS. I mean, I only worked there for like a year.
And they had stalls?
No, it was probably a one person. I don't know why. I don't know. Maybe that's when I don't know. Why I should just stood in the bathroom?
Yeah.
I don't know. Then you're not sitting.
I used to do that at the diner. I would just go in there. I would check my phone. I would do a little bit. Oh, could you watch my tables for me? I would text a little bit. And then I would come back out.
Yeah, I don't know.
Sometimes I would go in there and cry, you know? Depending on the day.
You got to do what you got to do. You know, I got to get back out there and go help table number 19. I'm interested in seeing what people, what their habits are like. Because it's something that we never talk. Where do you learn how to shower? Where do you learn how to poop? Where do you learn how to wipe? You know?
I mean, your parents, no? Don't you learn everything from them?
My mom and my dad were like, huh?
For you.
Who told you that? I'm like, I thought you did.
For you, it's different because you're the last one. So you learned.
Oh, I just figured it out.
You know, you learn stuff from your siblings instead of your parents.
True.
I learned from my mom because there was no one else for me to learn from. Mm. Whereas my sister, she probably learned stuff from us.
Yeah.
From her siblings.
Interesting.
Because your parents don't care about you at
never
that
have.
Point.
Never yeah. have, never will. So, yeah.
So what's been going on?
So this actually ties in together. I wanted to mention this. We have a bidet.
Love a bidet.
I've been wanting to say this on the podcast since we started. I forget every episode. But since shitting came up and bathroom habits, what have you, I need a fart sound. I gotta, next episode, I'm gonna have a nice.
I don't know if it's necessary. But.
So, yeah, man, if you don't have a, this is the thing where as Americans, we frown upon it for some reason because it's not what we do.
Mm.
This might be a little graphic, I feel like what I used to walk around with was a sewage ass. And now I got a nice paved.
You got a clean butthole.
I got a beautiful carpet, red carpet, treatment velvet ropes.
Uh-huh.
My butthole's always clean.
Uh-huh.
Back in the day, it would take me so long to wipe.
Ugh.
I would just give up.
No, you would not. You would not. That's disgusting. See, where did you learn that from?
I want.
Because your mom is a very clean person.
No, but I would be wiping for 28 minutes.
You know what? Your diet probably didn't help either.
You think it was good to have Pepsi with Fruity Pebbles?
Ew.
I would use that instead of milk.
Brush your hair back a little bit. I'm not bougie. I don't think I am. I hope I don't come off that way, but I am not bougie.
Well, you're not rich, so I'll tell you right now. You're not fucking bougie.
I can't be bougie.
And if you are, you're faking it, honey.
But so, when we get a house, I'm telling you right now. I already priced it out.
What?
$5,000.
For what?
For the Cadillac of toilets. Built-in bidet.
I got to see what
heats
is it?
Heats
is it
your ass.
What is it called?
Cleans your ass.
Is it called the Cadillac of toilets?
It's by Kohler. Do you know that brand?
Oh, really?
Yes, Kohler toilet. Well, do bidet.
Toilet
type of
Kohler
bidet.
Bidet.
Because obviously they have regular toilets, and it's
okay. This one for $5,700.
All right, so $6,000.
Okay, well, let's see here.
But I'm getting this baby.
Why? Why do you want this?
It.
It's normally $7,000.
It's on sale. Let's get it. No, they have cheaper.
Who do you think, you fucking Drake?
They have cheaper ones, so maybe we could get the cheaper one.
Wait, what does it do?
It, babe.
Does it blow you while you're?
Yes. It, I think it like massages. It does all these beautiful things to your bum.
I attached a $40 bidet in our toilets.
It's pretty amazing.
It's a power washer. My skin comes off with that fucking thing.
I know. $7,000.
I get $80. I did both these bathrooms.
That's true.
What
that's
are you talking
true.
About? Like,
but this is like, you know, when you get your house, you splurge a little bit, or maybe eventually
splurge.
Down the line when $6,000 comes into a lap.
I mean, maybe, but that's just the dumbest fucking thing. What does it do? You can't even tell me what it does. You just
go,
want it because it's expensive.
Go. What does it say? What does it say? Can read it.
Rips you off. Let's see.
Features. Go to the features.
Okay.
Go to features.
Let's see what it does.
Okay.
Wow. Compact, streamlined, personal cleansing.
Personal cleansing.
Elongated bowl offers added room.
You could adjust the spray shape, the position, so you can move it forward and back.
It makes origami out of your shit. Now we're getting it.
Temperature, it could pulsate. I mean, you could have a really good time it on this toilet, your balls, if you know what I mean.
I think you're okay. Right, Arnie. I mean, Eric, what are you doing in there? Give me a minute, Arnie. Hanging out the toilet over here.
We've talked about this place before, but once we went on this little staycation, if you will, while we were living in LA, we went to stayed at this place in Malibu. Do you remember that toilet?
I walked in, the seat went up.
Right.
And it said, please insert your piss. It didn't, but that's, yeah, that was cool, but that was just so on that.
But that was nice.
That is materialism persona. That is the culmination of materialism, of
I guess.
We don't need this shit.
But how exciting would that be to show our friends when they came over?
To brag? So they feel bad about their toilets?
Because they could get a nice cleanse.
I mean, if my friend, if it brings them the climax, that'd be kind of cool.
Oh,
they
God.
Could fuck, hey, buddy, listen, I know this is a little bougie. You could fuck my toilet.
Ew. I don't know. Forget it. You think you spend a lot of time on the toilet now?
Oh my God.
Imagine it's got your ass heating up and it's doing some nice pulsation.
And then all of a sudden, I'm in the kitchen. It has wheels. It moves around. Oh my God. All right, fine. We'll get it.
No, we'll get the cheaper one. But really, I mean, we got one on Amazon for $40 and it's the best thing ever.
$40. It takes about maybe 15 minutes to connect.
Yeah.
You turn your water off. It's the easiest thing.
You save money on toilet paper.
I kind of judge you if you don't have a bidet because I'm thinking your ass smells.
Yeah.
Because it's not how you should be.
There's no way that, first of all, toilet paper probably has like some type of bleach in it.
Oh my God. So everything every day we learn something else is chemically destroying
us. I mean, I don't know this for sure, but I'm sure it's probably not the best thing because if it's touching your—
if you could buy it at a supermarket, it's killing you.
Yeah.
Basically. And this is not me saying this. This is just like what I've been told and learned every day. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, you like that, right? Yeah. It's got hydrogloxin 16 in there. Enjoy that, honey. Good night.
You'll be happy to hear, as we said last week or the week before, whatever, we will be going to Italy for
honeymoon?
For our honeymoon, belated honeymoon, and almost every single hotel,
I was going to bring that up.
Bidet. But it's not like ours.
I think it's like a...
It's one of those ones where it's like separate.
Oh, I never used that.
Me either. I don't even know how to use it. We have to learn how to use it before we go. Because, I mean, that's like a dream come true.
Yeah.
Every time we're away.
It's made of marble.
We go away for the weekends, for shows or whatever. I'm always like,
Where's my bidet?
We miss our bidet. I even looked into getting a portable bidet to take with us. We could get one. But I don't know how I feel about like holding a bottle and like squeezing it.
Do you know what I do? I don't know if this is gross, too graphic.
You just go in the shower.
No, I wet the toilet paper. Like I make like a wet wipe.
How?
Do you do that?
Like disintegrate?
Under the sink. You do like a quick little,
yeah.
It's like a baby's wipe kind of.
My family.
We all shit. What is this?
I
love how people act like. Oh, only he shits.
Yeah.
This is the weirdest fucking thing we do as a people.
Yeah.
It's like, we'll judge others like, ew. Mm-hmm. Like, you go in a public bathroom, you hear someone like, you act like you've never taken a shit. What is that about a public restaurant? Restroom, you walk, so it's like, oh my God, someone's shitting in there. As if they're fucking doing lines of cocaine.
And that's the last thing that they wish was happening. That exactly. Someone was like that noticing.
Someone's judging them and noticing them.
Yeah.
We all act like that could never be me who had a bad reaction to the beef tips. That's that weird guy, right?
Yeah.
We all do that dumb. Yeah. Everyone shits.
I mean,
we always look down at the person shitting. It's like, what are you, a monkey? How stupid are we?
I don't shit. I'm just like trying to like entertain this conversation, but I really don't
Leanna's
shit.
Asshole.
I promise I don't shit.
Was closed shut. I looked for it one day. There's just skin. There's no asshole. So I'm actually excited for to see how the bidets in Italy are. I've been hearing about how the Europeans do it with their, looking down upon us, speaking of looking down upon, French and Italian attitudes about us disgusting Americans and our duty ways. So I'm excited for that. I'm also excited for, I've never been to Europe.
Yeah.
So I'm excited for, Italy. I wish I was better with the language. I am.
We're working on it.
I technically am an Italian.
Yeah.
Even though I don't think I deserve that title because I don't know anything about Italy. Yeah. But I technically am, a lot of my comments sometimes like Italian Americans. And I'm like, well, you're right.
You better recognize.
You know?
I'm hoping that the people in the hotels are going to see our last name and like treat us better.
My uncle said that happened to him.
When he went really?
And when he went somewhere. I think he's full of shit.
They're going to see the last name. They're going to be like, oh, this
that
is. This, yeah, these are our people.
Yeah.
Let's give them.
Until they start speaking Italian and I'm like, mi piace, Topolino, you know? No?
Yeah.
Yeah,
so. You should put on that accent for them. Maybe they'll like it.
I know. You'll notice that like that Italian is only in America. There's no one in Italy being like, hey, Tucci Matara, but they don't, it's always like, it's always Frankie, Vinny, Nicky.
You don't know that for sure. You've never been to Italy.
I hope I see some.
We might go there and there might be people.
Imagine they're just it's just the same thing.
It could be.
Instead of being like, oh, Nicky, it's like, oh, Federico, blah, blah, blah.
Exactly. As Italian Americans or as, Italian Americans, New Yorkers, we've definitely, put our own spin on the Italian ways, but they did come from Italy.
Correct.
A lot of people from Staten Island, New York, New Jersey, their ancestors did come from Italy. So stuff was passed down for sure.
What I've always said though is like, when I talk about on stage too, is like our sister-in-law, her father is from Italy.
Yes.
He has an Italian accent.
He has a house. He has citizenship.
I know people who have their parents are from Italy.
Mm-hmm.
They don't act like that. It's the fourth generation that are like, hey, I'm fucking Italian, bro. I don't know what the hell you are. This is like some made up thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like real Italian. No one's walking around the streets of Milan, talking about fucking, oh, there's some good fucking pizza. Like they don't speak like that in Italy.
We'll see. So, we'll see. You've never been.
Imagine, hey, welcome to fucking Italy. I'm like, oh, this is I understood that guy perfectly.
Yeah, no. If he says it, they might have that like voice accent, but they'll just be speaking in Italian.
Oh my God. Imagine, I want to see an Italian. I can't picture it. I can't picture a guy with a cigar running numbers, running numero.
I mean, I don't know. We'll have to
I just say. Hope that my college courses paid off. You know, if anybody took Italian in college, especially in the tri-state area, we had my favorite, which would be the, you took a test
mm-hmm.
and the Italian guy, I loved hearing, so I'm going to try to channel that guy. I'd have like a midterm
mm-hmm.
and you'd have to listen to what he said. And this guy would be like, scongili. And I'm like, what the fuck did he say? Scongili. And I'm like, I think that means like scongili.
Yeah.
Giallo. Huh? What do you say? Giallo. So.
Jello?
I don't even know what, I think it means yellow.
You make up your own stuff.
I used to be good with Italian, I swear. I used to be like, yo, mi piace. How you doing, bro? Mi dispiace.
I hope
it'll come back to me. Imagine I'm like, oh, mi scusi. I kind of out, and I start like fucking going.
I wish you would.
How sexy with that.
You're gonna be useless to us there. Absolutely useless. And like
of
I said,
course.
They're gonna see your last name, and they're gonna. It's like me when I go out,
babe, my first
to a taco truck, and they start speaking Spanish to me.
My name.
They're gonna
Eric.
See my last name.
My name's Eric. They don't have Erics in Italy.
They might have Leanna's.
No.
Leanna's got like a nice little.
Maybe it could be.
You know?
It could be.
They're like, going to start speaking Gabriella. Italian to me.
I'm going to change the name to Gabriella D'Alessandro. You'll slip right in. Eric? There's no like. My Italian teacher would always like, if your name was Joe, she'd say Giuseppe.
Mm-hmm.
She'd be like, Eric? Because it's so fucking white and Scandinavian and not it is Italian. Pretty white.
I wonder, what's the origin? Where is it from?
I think it's like Vikings. Eric, you know? I made that video fucking around about names and people were like, it's the real Erics are K. And I'm like, yeah, that's why it's funny because I'm judging people with my dumb spelling.
What does it mean, real Erics are K?
Like where the name Eric, the actual origin was probably E-R-I-K.
It was a K?
Probably. Because it's from like Scandinavia or whatever the fuck. Let's see.
Where is Scandinavia?
You're asking the wrong questions. Oh my God. Eric.ed. Wow. Education Resources Information Center.
Nice.
Oh my God. Look at me. I'm a fucking... Wow. Look how... wait, hold on. I got to show this on screen. Look how diverse my name is. Asian guy, black...
White
guy with glasses, you know, Little Mermaid. Oh, wow. It just gets real white out of there. Oh, look.
They're showing C first.
They're showing C. The title page, Eric or Little, who's popularly credited with increasing with the name Eric in Britain.
Oh, no. But pronunciation.
Yeah, it comes from K.
It's but Swedish.
Anyway, yeah, they're not going to love me in Italy with my fucking American name and not being able to speak Italian or in any capacity. That's why I'm always busting balls with people from New York because I'm like, yeah, you're Italian. Go to fucking Rome and see how Italian you are. I also was wondering, we were booking hotels.
Mm.
You're looking at where we're going to stay in Rome and Positano and fucking, you know.
You don't even know where else we're going.
Bologna. Wait, we're going Rome, Positano.
We're going to Venice.
Let me guess. Rome.
I'm pretty sure it's Positano, not Positano.
Yeah, Joey Positano. How you doing? Positano.
Venice.
The Amalfi Coast, is that Positano?
Yeah.
Capri?
Mm-hmm. For a day.
Is that it? Bologna?
Florence.
We're
going to go to Rome first, then we're going to go to Sorrento for a couple nights, do a day trip to Capri. Then we're gonna go to Positano.
I'm gonna get emotional when I come off the plane? Like this is.
You might.
This is where my
motherland.
This is where I'm from. This is where my.
You might.
We're not gonna get. My family's from Sicily though.
Yeah, we're not going there.
Oh.
We're going to Florence. We're gonna do a Tuscany little day trip, and then
Tuscany. Duh.
We're gonna do Cinque Terre, which is where Luca, the movie Luca, was based off of.
Silencio Bruno.
I think I'm pretty sure we're gonna do that. And then Venice, and that's it.
Okay.
Italy, you know, you think about Italy compared to the United States. The United States is so much bigger, but there's just so much to see in Italy. It's impossible to do in like 2 weeks in like one trip. So we'll have to go back and do Sicily and Lake Como.
Originally gonna go for like a month. Mm-hmm. I think that'd be like, I'm 2 weeks, that's gonna be a long time. Maybe it might feel quick because we're gonna be moving around.
Yeah, we're gonna be moving a lot.
But imagine trying to see every major city in America in 2 weeks. You said that's impossible.
No.
Anyway,
yeah, no.
So we're looking at all these places and I'm really excited and I've always wanted to go. I'm busting balls, but obviously I've always wanted to see Italy and see where my family comes from. And I'm just ashamed that I don't know what the fuck I'm speaking about. But and I was just like thinking about it, the history, because I've always loved America. I love seeing Monument Valley and all these cool places because I think that America kind of gets a bad rap.
Mm-hmm.
People don't like to visit America on vacations. They like to go to Europe because they think it's a little more name brand and comes with bragging credits. So that's what we all do as people. All we're going to do is brag to our friends and make them feel bad about themselves. They don't have a $7,000 toilet. How you doing? We take the next caller. The big thing about Europe is like the history. Because we don't know America's history because we have such a horrible history. We've erased it and then started new with all these fucking white settlers destroying everything. So some of the oldest buildings like in the world are in Rome.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously not as old in the pyramids and stuff like that. But there's like things that are older than Jesus. And like I want to see the Vatican, obviously being Catholic and all that stuff. And it brought up a good question that I never Googled, but then I Googled it.
Mm-hmm.
Did you think that Jesus was ever in Rome? You didn't go to Catholic school, so you may not have known as many like stories of Jesus as I've heard.
I've heard of like the Vatican and its affiliation with the Catholic religion, but I don't know if I've ever thought Jesus to be in Italy at any point.
So I always like, I never put two and two together. But then I thought the other day, like I felt really dumb, obviously, mm-hmm. that I was even Googling this, but Pontius Pilate, you know, a Caesar, the Roman Empire, they're the ones that I learned killed, crucified Jesus. Mm-hmm. I thought like his trial and all this stuff was like in, I thought it was maybe in Rome.
Okay.
Or something. Because why is the Vatican there? Why is that the holiest place for like Catholics if it's Jesus was in Israel?
What is the Vatican?
It's the Pope, the Pope's house. It's the North Pole for popes.
That's it though. That's
really it.
Where was Jesus buried?
I should know this. Where was he buried?
Was he buried?
Wait, we don't even hear about it. Well, on the third day he rose again. The tomb is not in, that's gotta be in
Israel.
Somewhere in, yeah, fucking, but then they also talked about Egypt. Man, I'm losing my Catholic card. My mom's gonna be horrified. Where did he?
I mean, also if people aren't Catholic and listening to this probably turns it off now, but.
I don't know. I'm just saying, like, as a historian or, you know, whatever, your religion.
It's a story.
I don't know where Jesus, I don't know where his, can I go visit his grave? Can I put, you know, like a.
I think you can.
But I think that's in Israel. That's in. Bethlehem. He was born in Bethlehem.
I'm not a big history gal.
So what's the connection really with anything. Rome is kind of my question. Why Rome?
Why is the Vatican there?
Yeah, we should be telling people instead of asking cluelessly on a podcast. I should be teaching people.
Right.
I didn't even Google it.
Google it. So Google it. Maybe they just liked Italy. Maybe a lot of the popes, maybe the first pope.
Big
the
fan
first,
of Gucci.
The first guy to come about and say, hey, I'm going to be the Pope. I'm going to teach you guys the Catholic religion.
Do you know who the first Pope was?
Pope John Paul.
No.
Pope Francis.
Peter.
I knew it.
I think Jesus's boy Peter was the first Pope. And then he actually was the one who put it in orange juice. Anyway, we're going to take the next caller.
I miss that joke.
Pope. It wasn't a good one.
Oh, God.
I need the cricket sound.
Shut up!
Was anyway. Peter Italian?
I don't think so. Another thing, too, is like, how is his name Peter? If this is a Jew in fucking the Middle East, you think his name's going to be Peter or Paul? His name's probably something we can't pronounce. Maybe that's a translation. I don't know.
Ezra.
I don't know shit about
Ezekiel.
I don't know shit about, you know, the fucking Italy of it all. But, you know, I'm kind of figuring it out. I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't have brought any of this up because I don't know anything about this. And it would be better if I, like, told people the origins instead of just being
probably.
Like, hey, Leanna, do you know this? And you're like, no. And I'm like, all right, cool. Me too. So, you know, you didn't learn nothing.
What? Okay, wait. This is just for my knowledge. I don't know if anyone really cares about this. The apostles and the disciples, were those the same people?
Same crew.
It was the same crew. Mm-hmm. I thought so. All men.
All men.
Where were the women?
You know, in that time, they didn't have women.
The female sex did not exist.
I don't know why there was no women. I don't know. That was how things were done back then. You know, it was, hey, listen, you broads, you know, do your thing. We'll take care of the miracles. And, you know, you can.
Interesting.
You know, I don't know.
I guess we have Mother Teresa, though.
Not even close to the same thing. Mother Teresa was alive when, I'm pretty sure she was alive when you were alive.
Yeah, but I mean, so, I'm saying that we finally got someone.
Babe, you're making me lose my Catholic card here. I mean, what are we doing here? Where was she from? When did she die? She died in 97.
Wow.
Okay. Mother Teresa, she looks like all of my aunts, which is interesting. My mom's aunts, kind of. She was, I think she was Albanian.
Really? Yeah.
Indian Albanian
Catholic. There you go. Wow, very nice.
You know, these Catholics, they're all over the place. So, Mother Teresa.
I guess, yeah, so we have Mother Teresa. We have, obviously, Mother Mary. She birthed Jesus. It's just like, I don't understand why Jesus didn't, you know, get any women in his crew.
Yeah, this is before the whole feminist movement. You know, that didn't happen until 1,960 years later. So he was a little behind the ball with the, you know.
Could you say the disciples, apostles? Why were the two names, first of all?
You know,
I guess it doesn't matter.
People like a synonym.
But they had to like make it confusing. Like, why not just choose one?
Maybe they are different. And I don't remember.
What? Can you name all of them?
Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Paul.
Peter?
Remy.
Liam. Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
You know what's funny? Those names are always...
classics.
Some of them are always in the running.
Yeah.
And then you'll have like the five that are always there, and then the other ones are evolving. Right?
Yeah.
Like Liam will come and go, and like, you know, mm-hmm. like Teresa. Mother Teresa's not a name you hear anymore.
No.
Like, I mean, obviously not you really. Hear it, but you don't, when was the last time someone you know had a baby and named it Teresa?
Mm-hmm. And Teresa's a nice name.
Therese? I mean, come on.
It's a really nice name.
It's a great name.
Yeah.
And you know what? Names are always, one of my favorite quotes about like having a baby, about like names, someone was like, you don't realize how many people you hate until it's time to name your baby. Mm. It's so true.
Oh my God.
Right?
Yeah.
We have now, fuck it, what is it, eight nieces and nephews?
Yeah.
So there's a lot of them. And I think that like their names are, I think they got pretty.
We got a Luke. We got a disciple.
We got a disciple.
Mm-hmm.
Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John heard good news and they passed it on. That I never learned that
song. My brother's name is Matthew. My cousin's name is Mark.
Oh.
I mean, those are classics.
Michael, the archangel.
My brother, Michael.
Michael is always around.
Michael is
still going.
That's got to, I get.
Let's see.
I feel like it has to be the number. You know what? It's not going to be.
Number
you can't look up.
One boy name. You of can't. All time.
Okay, yeah. Do that.
Well, that's probably going to be like Muhammad.
Of all time. James.
Eric James.
We love James.
We love James. Everyone loves James.
Everyone loves James.
And there's a reason.
Look it is that. A beautiful, beautiful name. I do feel like a James is like a good looking guy.
Here's the thing. James is a good looking guy.
Uh-huh.
Jimmy is not.
Jimmy.
Making James Jimmy is one of the greatest abominations of all time.
That's really disrespectful.
Because James is a sexy cologne guy with a beard and a motorcycle.
Right.
And Jimmy is the guy who's getting bullied by James. And it's like, look, he's not James Fallon. He's Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah.
And look at him. The guy's dying for attention all the time. He doesn't have James confidence.
That's a really good point.
You know? Although James Corden is a fucking, apparently an asshole.
So James is the number one most popular boy name from the last 100 years.
Wow.
With the Social Security Administration reporting that 4,700,000 babies have been given the name between 1921 and 2020. So that's the most popular name of all time, James. It's not Michael.
Well, this one.
What's number two?
Hold on. This is one website that says that thing. Robert. John. Well, this says over the last 100 years.
All right. Also, Michael's four.
You have to take into account where we're from.
True.
You know, Anthony. People are still naming their sons Anthony. So that's not everywhere. That's Staten Island Italians, obviously.
Yeah.
Anthony, Michael. You know, the boys stay the same while in our culture, our little world, the boys' names stay in the 1950s and the girls get to be a little more creative.
Mm-hmm.
Where also, if you leave Staten Island, you go to like Austin or LA, then they play with both of them.
Right.
Then that's where Lalula and, you know, Brexley, and that could be anything. That could be a boy or a girl.
Yeah.
But where we're from, it's kind of like we're still doing... I've noticed that James has become like a girl name now.
Yeah.
They love to give it to girls.
Yeah. Well, not for a first name. They're not.
I disagree.
They're not naming little James and putting a bow on her head. It's going to be, give me Madison James. It's going to be Sophia James, gotcha. Olivia James. It's going to be the middle name for the girls.
Yeah, and what's funny about the middle name for girls being James is everyone who ever says it thinks they're being creative, which is interesting. They're all like, oh, we're going to do something different. We're going to give her a middle name James. We're like, oh my God, I've heard that a million times. Nate, look. And
like
I'm,
Ray.
I'm
like
busting
Ray.
Balls. I'm busting balls. Because look, sometimes... I used to really, really be being mean about this and calling people, you know, not creative. They have no soul and, you know, their heart is, you know, dead.
Mm-hmm.
But you are a victim of your time. There just something happens to where you start to like something, not even knowing that it's influenced by the world around you, thinking you're being different.
For me, sure.
for me, I love the name Ava.
Yeah.
I love the name Ava more than anything. Mm-hmm. And it has a personal meaning to me. I love the name, I love the band Angels and Airwaves. When I was younger, Tom, the lead singer, I mean, I stole it from him and his daughter, mm-hmm. but it just was so beautiful. It was so different. Now it's
everywhere.
Everyone knows the name Ava. Mm-hmm. So if I name my daughter Ava, people are like, you're such a fucking hypocrite. Here you right. are. But obviously things happen.
Yeah. Sometimes you just like a name.
Sometimes you just like
even a name. Even if I love McDonald's. So does everyone else.
McDonald's
like,
D'Alessandro.
Sometimes you just like what everyone else likes. Of course. No, you know? I know.
But I'm saying, like, if you're trying to be different, there's even a safe different that's been approved of. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
Like, being, you get the credit of being different, but you don't get the backlash of being too weird. Mm-hmm. You know, people, that's what people love to live. Mm-hmm. It's like avant-garde to your old aunt, but everyone else is like, yeah, I've heard of that already.
Right. Absolutely.
So I Googled number one girl name of all time. Mary.
Mary.
There's something about Mary.
Mary, the mother of Jesus.
She also had a little lamb.
She had a little lamb.
Have you ever met a Mary? In our age group, I don't think I've ever met a Mary my age.
No.
I don't think I know one Mary. And apparently,
Mary is a pretty name too.
Mary is a beautiful
Imagine
name.
A little Mary.
Let's how do it. I think cute. You know how different and like refreshing it would be for us to name mm-hmm. our, because there is none.
I know.
There's none.
You never hear of Mary.
Consider this. Mary was the most common name given to girls every year. From the beginning of record keeping, okay, mm-hmm. through 1961. So
wait, except for a 6-year dip to number two behind Linda.
Linda?
Linda was the number one name?
I don't even think
for 6 years?
I've never met a Linda my age.
No, of course. Isn't it? No, but we're talking about the 60s. Think about the 60s, Linda.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
That's kind of funny. You can hear a name and you know how old that person is.
1,000%.
Let's see.
1,000%.
Let's see.
Brittany. When was Brittany born?
Brittany was born in 94.
Exactly.
Brittany was born younger than me.
It's got to be the 90s. Yeah. It's got to be the 90s.
Whenever I hear the name Brittany, I'm like, she's a couple of years younger than me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 100%. Top girls' names in the 1960s. Let's see what this is about.
Ashley. Gonna be the 90s every time.
Let's see about the 60s. Top names of the 60s. Okay, Mike. Obviously the boys' names don't fucking change.
Yeah, no.
But we got Mary. Wait, Lisa was number one in the 60s. Lisa.
My mom has a handful of Lisas as friends.
My sister is an 80s baby, and I know a couple of Lisas that are around.
Your mom was how old in the 60s?
My mom was a little girl. She was young. She was born at the end.
But I'm saying, like, when she was young, Lisa was popular, so that's why she liked it, and then maybe named her daughter Lisa.
Mary, still number two. Look at this. Susan.
Huge.
Karen, obviously.
Obviously. Ooh, Linda.
Kimberly. Donna.
My mom had a few Kims as friends. My mom had two really good Kim friends and two really good Donna friends.
Of course. Look at these names. This is hilarious.
Michelle.
Every one of these names is a mom that we know.
Deborah.
Debbie.
Tammy.
Lori.
Pamela.
Barbara. Bats.
Brenda.
Brenda.
Angela. Angela is huge in the 60s.
Therese, there she goes.
Deborah.
Cheryl. Denise. Yep.
Denise, obviously. Tina.
Kathleen. This is hilarious. This is everyone's mom and aunt.
Yep.
Wow, that's hilarious.
That's funny.
We got to do the 90s. Wait, oh, look, I saw Eric on there. Look, number 28.
In the 60s.
Let's go to the top decades, last 100 years. Oh, look at this. The last 100 years, Mary's still number one.
And James. Wow. So those are just
Mary and James.
Well, I guess that's the thing that we looked up.
Yeah, but Mary.
That was the answer before.
Yeah. I mean, that's hilarious that Mary has to.
Patricia, here. Number two for a girl. That's interesting.
Hold on.
Oh, what is this?
They don't have by year. They have by decade.
They don't have by year. Okay. They definitely don't have by year.
So 90s. Look at this.
Yep.
The 90s names are every girl in my class.
Yep.
Jessica, Ashley, Sarah, Samantha, Brittany.
Amanda.
Elizabeth. Megan. My God, the Megans that I know. Wow, Hannah is up there. Hannah seems like a Netflix name.
Mm-hmm.
Hannah, you have to decide to go to Yale, Hannah.
Lauren, Stephanie.
Stephanie.
Huge. I didn't know any Nicole. Rachels, really.
Nicole.
Nicole. Victoria. Jennifer. Oh, Victoria.
Victoria is a 90s name. Yep.
Alyssa.
Courtney. These are all like the these are all like the 80s, like, heartthrob names probably. Mm-hmm. From, like, you know, Saved by the Bell or, like, you know, shit like that where there's, like, a Brianna.
Look at the boys.
Yeah.
Austin, Alexander.
Joshua.
Tyler. Oh, Brandon.
Man. Yep.
Those are big heart. Daniel.
Yeah, Brandon is a heartthrob name. I mean, wow. Look, I'm going to say because I'm biased to Brandon Flowers, but I mean, come on.
Yeah.
You know an ugly Brandon?
Brandon? The only Brandon I could think of is good looking. You're right.
There you go.
That's a good point.
Yeah. How do you feel about Brendan?
I like Brendan.
To me, it doesn't seem like we needed it. I don't think we needed two.
You know what?
You know?
I might actually like Brendan better than Brandon.
Well, you're a whore.
I hate to, you know, hurt your feelings, but... can you see if... there you are. I wanted to see where you are, and I wanted
number
to
29.
See if I was on here.
You'd babe, there's no way you cracked this list.
I'm probably not.
You're not snout. You're not even in the top 100, which makes you special.
Only
thing bad about your name being too special is what do we all say? We're all programmed the same way. What do people say?
I can't get a license plate with my name on it.
That's it. And we say that because we heard other people say that. I don't think our kids are going to give a fuck about those things.
No.
I don't think they're going to care.
I don't say that because other people say that. I say that.
I say it because
I've
heard it.
I've been in a souvenir store and I've looked for my name and I can't find my name. I've experienced it firsthand.
What do you do? I see Eric. Oh my God, they got it on the Lake George license plate. Can I get it, Dad? No. What's the point?
You've never gotten anything with your name on it.
With my family?
Not once.
Are you fucking crazy?
Not once?
No.
I find that hard to believe. I understand they never
let you. We weren't allowed to buy anything.
I understand that. I find it very hard to believe that you've never gotten anything with your name on it.
When does it count?
What do you mean when does it count?
It counts when it was supposed to happen.
When you were younger. I'm not talking about since we've been together.
Exactly. I got the Raptors pullover when I was 29. That doesn't count. I wanted it when I was 6. Okay? When my mom got me name things as a joke when I was like 26. For Christmas. That doesn't count in what you're talking about.
Never when you were younger.
A souvenir? You think the D'Alessandro kids got souvenirs?
All right. Okay? We get it. You were poor.
We weren't poor. I realized as I got older, we weren't poor. My parents were fucking cheap. There's a difference. Well,
yeah.
You know? They were fucking cheap.
For sure.
They could. Dad, you could have got me one Royal Rumble, you cheap fucking piece of shit. One Royal Rumble? There's nothing in life I loved more than wrestling. They saw how much I loved wrestling, and they were like, fuck this kid.
It was expensive, though, in their defense.
Well, you know what? One?
How dare they charge for something for children?
Maybe two. But I never even got one. Not one.
You should have came to my house.
Yeah, I know. I wish my fucking parents were divorced. It sounds like a fucking great time. Anyway.
Going back to the names.
If you're looking for a baby's name, I would say go to the Social Security website.
Yeah.
And look at, like, the 1800s. Because there's going to be some that you know, but you haven't heard.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Hank. Baby Hank.
Oh, my God. How cute. Baby Hanky. Hank. Hanky. Hanky.
Why do we do that with kids?
I don't know.
Why do we make the word longer to appeal to children?
I love
it's not Beth. It's Bethy.
I love the E at the end.
It's not
I
fridge. Do. Fridgy.
I'm a victim. I love
Eggies.
It. I love Milky. Adding E to the kids' names.
Want
to
go for a walkie?
It's fun to say stuff like that.
I think that makes our kids dumber.
Chippy.
I think you're supposed to speak to them. You want Chippy?
No, definitely.
You want Dippy?
Definitely.
Where's mommy, daddy?
Exactly. It's fun, though.
It's cute. I do it all the time.
No, you're definitely not supposed to. I think you're supposed to talk to them like they're regular human beings.
You
want to
take a showie? Everything's E with these fucking kids. Just give them. Ride your bike. Where's your bikey?
Where's your bikey, Mikey?
I would love to name. I think we should go to these things. I think we should name our kid. Let's see. the oldest, they have the 1880s, okay? Mary is just fucking, she's always there.
You know, a name, it's like.
Minnie.
Oh, Minnie. Minnie is cute. Minnie's, she's
either really cute or a fucking whore stripper.
Oh.
Give it up for Minnie.
I wasn't even thinking. I was just thinking like cute little cutesy.
Mickey's wife.
Girl.
Mickey. Mickey's you ever meet wife. A Mickey?
Mickey, there was my brother had a friend.
Really?
There were so many Michaels on the baseball team.
He was Michael and they called him Mickey?
Yep.
Wow. I've never met a Mickey.
Mickey. Oh, Mickey, you're so fine. You're so fine. You blow my mind. Hey, Mickey.
You think they would sing that to our
son? Hey, Mickey. Yeah, why not?
Because he'd want to fucking kill. He'd become a serial killer if everywhere he went, they just sang that to him. He'd be like, I've heard it before. Because everyone thinks they're being
original.
Yeah, like, have you heard this? It's like, yes, I've heard this before. Yes. Like your name being Michael Bolton and someone being like, you know, tell me how am I supposed. That's Michael McDonald. Huh? Wait, no, that's Michael Bolton.
Tell me how am I supposed.
Who knows the difference?
To live without you?
Bertha.
Clara.
See, Clara's nice. That's a pretty name to me. Clara D'Alessandro. Bessie.
What are we naming dogs here? Ooh, Nellie.
Ella. I like Ella.
Mabel.
Cora.
There was a time when a little girl was taking her first steps and it was Mabel. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Names are an interesting thing.
They really are.
They really are.
They really are.
It's like your name's like whatever. Yeah. It's like, oh, just your name. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I mean, you use your name for everything. It's something,
pretty powerful, right?
Yeah, it's something that is with you forever.
Do you think you think we'd be sitting here right now having this conversation if my name was Austin? Do you think my life would have been had a different trajectory if my name was Austin D'Alessandro? Or if my name was Phoenix?
I love the name Phoenix.
All right, let's stick to the question. If your name was Nicole...
I don't think it would make that much of a difference.
We'll never know. But it would be interesting to think some names are just you're destined to be like an artist. Mm-hmm. There's so many names that are like famous celebrities. Rainn Wilson, River Phoenix.
Yeah.
You know it's John Will Ferrell? It's not Will Ferrell.
I think you told me that.
How do people also I was asked that when I joined SAG. Basically You can have a stage name.
Mm-hmm.
I've always thought that was I always found that very bizarre. It'd be weird to like not be known as
your name. Yeah. To like wanna be something else.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. That happens a lot of the times with Italians, right?
Of course. Because
the like their last names might be a little difficult or long. They shorten
back
them.
Back in the day, it was kind of like to avoid like discrimination. Because Italians were like the you know, they were in the slums. They were like the ones who weren't getting, you know, the greatest opportunities in this country.
Mm-hmm.
Dean Martin, that's not his name.
What's his real name?
I think Dino Martino.
Dino Martino. Dino Crocetti.
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 Dino is a cool name.
Dino.
I like Dino.
Yeah.
Dino D'Alessandro, double D to call him. All right. Well, I guess that's it. You learned a lot. Maybe we can see. Wait, is he buried in?
Maybe he learns nothing.
Maybe you learned nothing.
The Rat Pack is an interesting topic.
The Rat Pack?
Yeah. I'm very interested in them.
How has there not been a movie yet about the Rat Pack?
There hasn't?
I don't know of one.
Get on it.
There should be like the one that we
get on it.
I could play Dean Martin. Well, now my hair like this, but...
You actually could. No. You totally could.
I mean, I definitely look Italian.
He's dark, dark hair, dark eyes.
He was one of the most tan people I've ever seen.
Naturally? Or did he like to tan?
He probably liked to tan.
He probably liked to tan.
He probably... Hulk Hogan? You ever seen how dark Hulk Hogan gets?
Well, that's... Yeah.
You know he's Italian.
Yeah, but he doesn't... He
Terry
fake
Bollea.
Tans. He fake tans.
No, he lives in Florida. He loves the beach. His tan
you
was
sure?
not... His tan was not fake. Look how tan this guy is.
You're going to tell me he didn't fake tan. Eric, he 1,000% did.
What's fake?
You ever see the bodybuilders?
What's fake mean?
Either spray tan or like goes to the tanning salon.
No, babe. This is Hulk, baby. This is Hulk. He lives on the beach.
There's no denying that he probably gets a nice dark tan due to his Italian DNA. But
he looks that picture we're looking at looks like a black man. If you take if you cover his face, that looks like
exactly. A black man. If you look at the bodybuilders, they always have that kind of tan. I'm telling you, it's fake.
Do you think racism is built from just pure jealousy that you don't have beautiful dark skin? Right now, looking in this screen, I feel my most hideous.
Oh yeah,
and my least confident when I'm disgustingly pale.
We look disgusting right now.
I know.
1,000%.
Everybody wants to be a beautiful, delicious, dark chocolate brown.
Mm-hmm.
Whether they admit it or not, mm-hmm. It's a beautiful color to be. And I think that's where racism comes from. Them being like, I can't have that, so fuck these people.
You think?
Deep down, jealousy.
It could be. It very well could be.
I don't know
if I really want to get into that, but, you know.
All right, guys.
Love you guys.
Where am I going to be this weekend? Burbank. Ontario, California, Irvine, is that it?
Raleigh.
Oh, yeah.
Tempe.
We're coming to
Toronto.
Yeah, please come out. Buy your tickets. San Francisco, California, February 15th. Tempe, Arizona, February 16th. Raleigh, North Carolina, February 23rd. Toronto, Canada, February 25th. There's a date change from my flyer. I apologize. I'm blaming everybody else because I didn't do it. And then we got Minneapolis, Minnesota, Bloomington, Minnesota, February 26th. So that's where I'll be. And anything else, my lovely wife, you want to add to the show?
Is this coming out before Valentine's Day? Yeah.
Yes.
So I'll still have time to wish them a happy Valentine's Day.
Okay.
That's it.
So, all right, guys.